You're listening to SBS News.
All right, be advised, we have a suspect given a tangent view to negotiate a surrender at this time. All units, hold what you got. 7-1, clear the air. We have a surrender in progress. Suspect's crawling out at this time. Clear the air. 7-1, suspect's talking about all these Jews need to die. We're still communicating with them.
That audio, captured by police radio receivers, reveals the moment authorities understood a gunman who opened fire at a synagogue in the United States city of Pittsburgh was shouting anti-Semitic abuse. The suspected gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, entered the Tree of Life synagogue during a Saturday morning service for the Jewish Sabbath and began shooting in one of the deadliest attacks on Jews in US history. The shooting has sparked concerns both in the US and globally about a possible rise in anti-Semitism. Prosecutor Scott Brady says Mr. Bowers is expected to face federal hate crime charges.
During the course of his deadly assault on the people of the synagogue, Bowers made statements regarding genocide and his desire to kill Jewish people. After a standoff with police, Bowers eventually surrendered and remains in federal custody today. So our complaint charges Bowers with 29 separate federal crimes.
U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned the killings and called for the death penalty to be reintroduced.
We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. Through the centuries, the Jews have endured terrible persecution, and you know that. We've all read it. We've studied it. They've gone through a lot. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Mr. Trump had earlier said the killings might have been prevented if there had been an armed guard in the building. But the mayor of Pittsburgh, Bill Peduto, says adding more guns to the situation would not have helped.
We shouldn't be trying to find ways to minimize the dangers that occur from irrational behavior. We should be working to eliminate irrational behavior in the empowerment of people who would seek to cause this type of carnage from continuing. I think the approach that we need to be looking at is how we take the guns, which is the common denominator of every mass shooting in America, out of the hands of those that are looking to express hatred through murder.
Many synagogues and places where Jews gather around the globe, including in Australia, have taken strong security measures with guards and searches upon entry, just some of the steps in place. But following this attack, extra patrols may be deployed as fears are heightened. US investigators have noted Mr. Bowers' social media accounts appear to be motivated by conspiracies about Jewish leaders, supporting and funding immigration, and in particular, in relation to the current migrant caravan in Mexico, which he is reported to believe is funded by the Jews. Speaking to the US TV network NBC, Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt has warned anti-Semitism has moved from the margins into the mainstream.
Political candidates and people in public life now literally repeat the rhetoric of white supremacists. And they think it's normal and permissible to talk about Jewish conspiracies, manipulating events, or Jewish financiers somehow controlling activities. And that is awful.
Mr. Greenblatt cites an audit by the league which found the number of anti-Semitic incidents in the US rose 57% in 2017. He says that's the largest single-year increase on record and the second-highest number since the league started tracking such data in 1979. A global study of anti-Semitism published by Israel's Cantor Center in early 2018 found a fall in the number of acts of violence, which it attributed to greater security, but a rise in harassment and abuse, particularly online. Mr. Greenblatt has called on social media companies to aid in addressing the rising phenomenon.
Not only is the political environment contributing to this, social media is amplifying and accelerating it in shocking ways. And so Silicon Valley is a part of the problem and needs to be a part of the solution.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.